today's hit and all time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
You happy?
What's up? This is your boy, Fearless Eagle. Yes, right here on What's the Topic. Yeah, I'm glad to be back. I'm glad you're listening to this, Thank you for listening to us, the topic. Thank you for the support and everything. I see you. Yes, I see the numbers, everything. Ah, you're doing the most. Yes, that's all I have to say. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you once again. I really do appreciate the fact that you're listening to us, the topic. So, yeah, before we even do the most, I just wanted to make sure that you know that I do appreciate you as the listener. And yeah, like, do share the shows out there as well. Like, actually do share the shows, because yeah, they do give knowledge, they educate people, and on top of that, they do impact people and yeah, change people's lives. You will be shocked to find out that there's some people whose lives change because of the shows. Yes, and yeah, to be specific, you'll be shocked to find out that there's people whose lives change. Why? Because they were listening to What's the Topic. So yeah, there's things like that. I know things that you probably like, this is probably normal stuff, probably not gonna happen, you know. Well, the chances of this happening, they're not that high. So things like that. But yeah, reality is they actually do happen, and even myself, I get shocked, you know, to see these things happening, because sometimes you can get so familiar with these things happening, then you're like, oh, for real, they actually do happen and all that stuff. But yeah, it is what it is. Myself, Fearless Eagle, we're gonna be doing a show today, which is really interesting. Yes, we're gonna do a show on Adele. Yes, today's topic is Adele. That's what we're gonna be talking about. That is who we're gonna be talking about. Everything we're gonna be talking about. Yes, the main focus of the show is Adele. Now, before we even get into the whole topic and everything, here's a track called We Are Sealed. Enjoy. I really do hope you enjoy it. And do let me know if you don't enjoy it.
Noble. God warrior. You don't gotta say it, I can feel how you feel. You've been distant on the side, let's be real. I keep my enemies beside me, don't try me. No weapon formed against me will prosper, I'm sealed. By the blood, by the love, one of us sent his son to defeat, one enslaved all of us. He became one of us, made a way in the rough. Took the pain, took the blame, I regained what I lost. Yahweh lives inside me. They don't care, they'd rather look at me sideways. I pray their hearts change so they will find grace. God's name broke my chains and now I elevate. No weapon formed against me will prosper, I'm sealed. I keep my enemies beside me, don't try me. No weapon formed against me will prosper, I'm sealed. I'm sealed. Yeah. By the blood, by the love, one of us sent his son to defeat, one enslaved all of us. He became one of us, made a way in the rough. Took the pain, took the blame, I regained what I lost.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God, yeah.
For so long, I cannot earn your forgiveness, but you came down like
like a Martian. Hit me up, God, and we lift up. No weapon formed against me will prosper, I'm shielded. I keep my enemies beside me, don't hide me. No weapon formed against me will prosper, I'm shielded. I'm shielded. By the blood, by the love, one of us and his son to the feet, one enslaved all of us. He became one of us, made a way in the rough. Just the pain, just the blame, I regained what I lost.
Hallelujah, out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God, yeah.
Where I was going, getting on my actions like a dummy. I was driven by the money, hardly any love for anybody. Elevate Yahweh.
Yeah, I really do hope you enjoyed that. I hope that was amazing. And if you didn't enjoy it, do let me know why you didn't enjoy it. Because myself, I did enjoy it. And yeah, I want to hear from you. Because it's not just about me. It's also about you. We are in this together as a team. Yes. So, we're going to be looking at Adele. Yes, Adele. A-D-E-L-E. Yeah. For those who do not know Adele, I'm going to just give you a quick bio on Adele and what's cooking and everything. Now, Adele, her full name is Adele Lori Blue Adkins. So that's Adele, yes, right there. You know, obviously, she is an English singer or songwriter, depending on however you want to describe her. So that is who she is, yes. Mm-hmm. And she was born on the 5th of May 1988, yes, in North London, England, right there in England, yes. For those who are probably wondering, when was Adele born, where was she born, you know. Yeah, because we have people like that. Now, Adele was the only child of Penny Adkins. So, yeah, if you don't know Penny Adkins, do make sure. In fact, if you don't know how Penny Adkins looks, make sure you do go and see how Penny Adkins looks. Then you'll know, yes, this is Penny Adkins. And, yeah, like, literally, you'll see how she looks. And, yeah, do tell me if you think that she looks like her daughter or not. She was an auntie mom who was just 18 at the time of Adele's birth. So that's literally, yeah, what went down. And a Welsh father, Mark Evans, who left the family when Adele was only 4 years old. Yeah. So obviously later on and all the stuff, early on, Adele developed a passion for music and all those stuff. And then, yeah, she began to write music, you know, singing and all those stuff. And it went down. Yes, it went down. So, literally, that's a bit about, you know, Adele and all those stuff. So, just so that you know. Now, Evans, Adele's father, obviously remained in contact with his daughter, which was Adele, after he decided to leave. He actually still spoke to her, you know, they were still speaking and everything, so they remained in contact with each other frequently. And then, yeah, as time went on, when she hit her teenage, you know, her teen years and all those stuff, when his problem with alcohol increased, that's where now obviously Adele began to grow closer to the mom. And the mom actually was that type of a person who would encourage Adele. You know, she would encourage her young daughter to explore and not to stick to one thing and all that stuff. And that's where Adele now, you know, started exploring, you know, trying out different things. And then she went into her, you know, passion for music and all that stuff. And she she started going towards the songs of, you know, Lorraine Hills, Mary J. Blige, and Destiny Child, like listening to their type of music, you know, their style and all those stuff. But her true eye-opening moment came when she was 15, and she happened to get a collection of Etta James and Ella Fitzgerald records at a local shop. Now, that's where she exploded and all the stuff, and then there was an interview done with her, and in the year 2008 she had an interview, and she actually mentioned that there was no musical heritage in her family. Like, there was actually no musical heritage. She had to listen to different types of music and all those stuff. And from there, that's where she had been, you know, she had been in a situation where she was listening to the 40s music, you know, styles and all those stuff. And that's where now she discovered her type of style and the type of music that she makes now. That was really, really interesting. So that's a bit about her background. Now, looking at her, obviously, and everything that she's achieved up to now, one thing that I want to say is that, yes, you know, you can get all of those things, you know, fame, you can achieve all those things. But at the end of the day, the question is that what life is really about? Is that the purpose of life? Like, is that the real, true purpose of the type of life that you are living? Is that what you're meant to live for? Are we meant to come here on earth, you know, do the best, become wealthy, famous, and all the stuff, and then leave the earth? Is that what we were born to do? Is that what we were created to do? Now, my question to you is, what is your purpose here on earth? What is your purpose here on earth? Like, Do you actually know what your purpose here on earth is? That is my question. If you don't know what your purpose here on earth is, have you thought of finding out what your purpose is? It's another question that you should think about. Have you thought of finding out what your purpose here on earth is or not? So, yeah. Like, those are some of the things that you should be asking yourself. And we see a lot of people, they get born, you know, they, some of them in poverty situations, others obviously born into a wealthy family, and it's either the person becomes worse, as in their lifestyle, drugs, you know, alcohol, end up in a situation that they were not supposed to end up in, and then they'll blame, you know, their life problems and all those things, or the person actually rises from the ground and does the most and all those stuff. And one thing I've seen is those that actually do get remembered, but as time goes on they get forgotten, are those that lived a life where they made someone else's life better. You know, they inspired others and all those stuff. And with Adele, obviously she's got challenges and all those stuff, but through, you know, making music and all those stuff, she does stay humble. She does, you know, she does stay true to herself, if I can put it that way. Because if you look at her behind the scene footage, you know, with the type of music that she does, you do see it. Like, she's not the type of person that wants to pull others down, you know, to make herself great. She's willing to even make fun of herself and laugh at herself. That's the type of person that she is. But the type of life that she lives, is that it? Is that the end of what life has to offer her? That's, you know, my question is that, I know there's those that want to have a life like her, but is that what life has to offer? Is that the, like, life is offering you this and that's the end of it? Or is there actually more to life? Well, I do have an answer, and I'm going to give you that answer after this track. Here is a track by Limo Blaze, yes, titled Every Day, and it's a remix. Enjoy.
Do you love radio?
Well, of course, if you're listening to
quite crazy,
hot music.
That's how it is, and that's how it goes.
entertainment.
I hope you enjoyed that. Yes, that was awesome. I enjoyed the track, and yeah, for me it was off the hook. Now, looking at Adele, obviously, they were like recently, I know, previous session, I ended with a question and I said I was going to answer that question. I'm definitely going to answer that question now. I just wanted to touch on, you know, some of the recent news. Now, Adele, you know, recently on the internet, there was a blooper reel that went that went wild. So yeah, there was actually an internet blooper reel that went wild and then went trending and all the stuff. And that blooper reel, you know, did show, you know, how Adele is not out there to be fake and all the stuff, you know, pretending and all those things she does. Yeah, even within her music making situation, so in the process of her making her songs, there's things that she does experience and she does make fun of it and all those stuff. Now, one thing I've seen is you know, she doesn't really post a lot, you know, doesn't show her live out there and all those stuff. And there was a reporter by the name of Jean Moose, and Jean Moose decided to post a blooper reel, you know, of Adele's behind the scene footage of her making a song. And in that footage, you actually see Adele is like normal human being, you know, with normal life problems, and you see she does get shocked at normal things, like how a normal human being gets shocked, you know, like people singing, you know, she does make fun of herself, and yeah, she does get challenges like how normal people do get challenges. And yes, now going back to the question that I ended with, which is that what life has to offer, you know, the type of life that Adele lives, and then that's the end of it? The answer is no. There's actually a greater purpose, which is actually better than Adele's life. You know, if you had to examine her life put together, there's actually a greater purpose which is there, and that's what we were created for. And you find that greater purpose in Christ. When you get to know Jesus, when you get to know God, that's when you find your true identity and you find your true purpose, and you get to understand why you were born and placed upon this earth. Yes, and I think that's the number one thing that most people, they struggle with, is finding their identity and finding their purpose. And you'll definitely find it in Christ. So make sure you get to know Jesus and find out what your purpose is, because he will show it to you. Now, for myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm going to love you and leave you. I'm going to disappear. And if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening, good evening. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. And if it's good night, good night. Make sure you share the show. Now you can go and sleep. Peace out and God bless.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM, and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow, and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
The ladies of Drake Ministry.
Hey, hey. First time I saw you, I was with my cousin. He was buzzing. He had a baby mother that didn't trust him. I was 7. He was 20 something with 2 kids. While we was at the show, she popped up with a pistol in the fist. I looked her in the eyes, seen a skittle in the fit. With a mama out of mind, screaming, I'ma come for mine. So I ran to the back with his 2 kids. We both crying, trying to figure out, is my cousin dead or alive? Am I the last one to see his eyes? Am I the last one to see his time pass with the blast of a mother troubled by a mind, sad situation. I'm waiting for somebody to rescue me. The song I sing on TV is The Refugee, playing in my head while I dread watching my cousin get locked like Haile Selassie was the best. Praise Yahweh, he wasn't dead. Lauren, I ain't know your name back then, but your lyrics kept me kind of sane back when I was in the back thinking, let the track spin, let the track spin, singing
la la la.
Saturday morning, I see you on the TV singing in the split screen. 50 theme with a picture. It's a sister with a crown that isn't made of gold. With skin like mine, that's when my mind froze like the summer's gone. The color wasn't popular. Change me in the winter. Maybe that'll make me lighten up or bright enough or white enough to heighten love. Zion was the track I played out. Educating misses on the mission Adam made out. Be a mother or an artist. Animate your cake sound. It's not the playground. But toys don't take the place of your present. The gifts that stay round. It's merry-go. You killed the Grammys. Rest in peace to the very ghost that repeated the parable. The chicks done with bullets and pistols. Even the writtens let the leg go. The trigger spitting wicked. It's liquor. It's brooms flying. No witches. The lyrics on these scarecrows. You make them timid, Lauren. Yeah, I knew your name back then. And your lyrics really brought some change back when I was in the back thinking, let the track spin. Let the track spin. Sing it.
La la la.
It was a minute before we saw your face. You made me such a
vacation. Then left the class with another teacher to take your place. Fans waiting patiently, pacing the record places for music that they could play. Without you, we just Drakes. Nothing was the same until Unplugged showed up. Voice broken, but the substance told a story that a drug imitates. It was high, doper than the vanity in the veins. An entertainment addict, you radically ravaged the masses with a couple words or two. With action in your language, something verbs produce. But your emotion had me asking if you was alright. You seem kinda different, like in the distance. You might have dealt with some issues, some religion that had scriptures, but with no intentions of giving you Christ, giving you life. I could be tripping, but I'm telling the truth. If a decision's what you made, lyrics can't be the proof. It's something else, it's something bigger than you. It's Jesus. When you was climbing out your box, I hope you've seen him. Peace will find you when you seek him. In the meantime, I'm praying for you. You're a legend. Hope to see you in heaven. Lauren.
Stay connected with DJ I Rock Jesus on his social site at DJ I Rock Jesus.
You ain't been the same since back then. I know you kinda changed back when. I was in the back thinking, let the track spin, let the track spin, singing.